Hello, everybody. Welcome to the JB and I Show. I am your host, Isaac the Fire Hawk Middleton. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, this month, or this week, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. Many more birthdays, okay? And if you're celebrating an anniversary, oh yeah, 1 month anniversary, 20 years anniversary, 50 years anniversary, oh yeah, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you, and of course, many more anniversaries, alright, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of the JB and I Show, where today we're taking a closer look at Heads of State. This action comedy film dares to ask, what happens when two of the world's most powerful leaders are thrown together in a high-stakes adventure? With John Cena portraying the US President and Idris Elba as the UK Prime Minister, the movie transforms international diplomacy into a buddy comedy full of witty banter and unexpected teamwork. As we dive into this explosive premise, get ready to explore how political rivalry and global crises can set the stage for both chaos and camaraderie. Let's unravel what makes Heads of State stand out in the crowded landscape of summer blockbusters. At the heart of Heads of State lies a bold cinematic experiment. What unfolds when John Cena steps into the role of the US President and Idris Elba embodies the UK Prime Minister? Then both are thrust into the chaos of an international crisis? The film explores the unlikely partnership between these two world leaders, whose personalities and national interests often clash. Their dynamic is put to the test when a sudden assassination attempt forces them to rely on each other for survival. As they navigate political intrigue and escalating danger, the story delves into themes of trust, rivalry, and the unpredictable nature of global alliances. The result is a high-stakes blend of action and comedy, where personal differences must be set aside for the greater good. Sam Clark and Will Derringer are far from your typical heads of state. Their relationship is marked by a sharp comedic rivalry, filled with clever jabs and playful one-upmanship. Whether they're trading barbs at international summits or exchanging sarcastic remarks under pressure, their witty banter keeps the tension light, even in the most dangerous situations. This dynamic not only fuels the film's humor, but also adds depth to their partnership, as their differences become both a source of conflict and unexpected strength. As they navigate chaos together, their ability to poke fun at each other helps them cope with the extraordinary circumstances they face. Ultimately, it's their spirited exchanges that transform a reluctant alliance into an entertaining and memorable team-up. The story takes a dramatic turn when Air Force One is suddenly attacked, plunging President Will Derringer and Prime Minister Sam Clark into hostile territory. Stripped of their usual resources and support, the two leaders must put aside their rivalry and rely on each other to survive. This unexpected crisis forces them to confront not only external threats, but also the tension between their personalities and political agendas. With danger closing in from all sides, their ability to cooperate becomes crucial. The attack marks a shift from playful banter to high-stakes teamwork, setting the stage for a relentless pursuit of safety and answers. It's here that their partnership is truly tested, and the fate of their countries hangs in the balance. Priyanka Chopra, Jonas, steps into the role of Noel Bissay, an MI6 agent whose sharp instincts and professionalism quickly set her apart. Amid the escalating chaos between the US President and the UK Prime Minister, Noel becomes the steady force that keeps the mission on track. Her expertise in intelligence and crisis management proves invaluable as the trio navigates dangerous territory and unravels a complex conspiracy. While the two leaders clash and banter, Noel's calm decisiveness brings much-needed cohesion to their efforts. She's not just a mediator. She's the glue holding the team together, ensuring that their differences don't jeopardize the mission or their survival. The film's action sequences are a major highlight, delivering adrenaline-fueled moments that keep viewers on the edge of their seats. From high-speed car chases through bustling city streets to daring escapes from enemy territory, the story is propelled by constant movement and escalating tension. Explosions punctuate the narrative, adding spectacle and urgency as the characters navigate one dangerous situation after another. Each set piece is carefully crafted to showcase both the chaos of international intrigue and the unlikely teamwork between the protagonists. The choreography of these scenes blends sharp humor with intense physicality, ensuring that the action never feels repetitive. As the stakes rise, the relentless pace of the action sequences mirrors the mounting pressure faced by the film's central trio. The comedic heart of Heads of State lies in the sharp banter and playful rivalry between John Cena's President Will Derringer and Idris Elba's Prime Minister Sam Clark. Their exchanges are filled with witty retorts, clever insults, and a constant battle of one-upmanship that keeps the energy high throughout the film. Whether they're trading barbs at international summits or navigating dangerous situations, their dynamic transforms tense moments into laugh-out-loud scenes. The snappy dialogue not only highlights their contrasting personalities, but also brings a sense of levity to the high-stakes action. This blend of humor and camaraderie makes their partnership both entertaining and memorable, ensuring that the film's comedic elements shine alongside its explosive set pieces. At the center of Heads of State lies a high-stakes conspiracy that threatens not just the lives of its protagonists, but the fragile balance between nations. After surviving an assassination attempt, President Will Derringer and Prime Minister Sam Clark find themselves stranded in hostile territory, forced to put aside their differences. With MI6 agent Noel Bissay by their side, the trio races against time to uncover the masterminds behind the plot. Their investigation leads them through a maze of political intrigue, shifting alliances, and dangerous betrayals. As chaos erupts across borders, each clue brings them closer to exposing a scheme that could ignite global conflict. Amid car chases and explosive confrontations, their teamwork is tested, revealing both the strengths and vulnerabilities of their unlikely partnership. Director Ilya Naishuller brings his signature flair for high-octane action and inventive storytelling to Heads of State, infusing the film with relentless energy and dynamic pacing. Known for his work on adrenaline-fueled projects, Naishuller orchestrates explosive set pieces and sharp comedic timing that keep viewers engaged from start to finish. Producers Peter Safran and John Rickard, both experienced in crafting crowd-pleasing blockbusters, play a pivotal role in shaping the film's lively tone and accessible appeal. Their collaboration ensures that the movie balances spectacle with humor, creating a seamless blend of action and comedy. Together, this creative team delivers a cinematic experience that is both visually thrilling and entertaining, setting Heads of State apart in the genre. Heads of State carries a PG-13 rating, striking a careful balance between high-octane action and sharp comedic exchanges. The film delivers plenty of chase scenes, explosions, and physical comedy, but it avoids graphic violence and explicit content, making it accessible to a wider audience. Language is kept in check, and while there are moments of intensity, they're tempered by witty banter and lighthearted interactions among the leads. This approach ensures that the movie maintains its energetic pace and entertainment value without venturing into territory that might be unsuitable for younger viewers. The result is a film that offers just enough edge to keep things exciting, while still remaining family-friendly and fun. Heads of State received a mixed but generally positive response from critics and audiences alike. On Rotten Tomatoes, the film holds a 68% rating based on 111 reviews, while the audience score stands slightly higher at 70% from over 1,000 ratings. IMDb users have given the movie a score of 6.4 out of 10, reflecting a range of opinions. Many viewers praised the film's fast-paced action and comedic banter between the leads, noting its entertainment value as a summer blockbuster. However, some critics pointed out the implausible plot and lack of depth, suggesting that the movie prioritizes fun over substance. Despite these criticisms, the film was widely regarded as an enjoyable watch, especially for fans of action comedy. The overall consensus is that Heads of State delivers plenty of laughs and excitement, even if it doesn't break new ground. Upon its release in theaters on July 2, 2025, Heads of State quickly captured the attention of audiences. The film's momentum didn't stop at the box office. It made an immediate impact when it became available for streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Within just 24 hours, Heads of State soared to the top of Prime Video's charts, signaling strong viewership and widespread popularity among subscribers. This rapid rise highlights the film's appeal as a summer blockbuster, drawing in viewers with its blend of action and comedy. Its streaming success reflects not only the star power of its cast, but also the audience's appetite for high-energy entertainment. The movie's performance demonstrates how digital platforms can amplify a film's reach and cultural impact in today's media landscape. If you enjoyed the blend of action and comedy in Heads of State, there are several other films you might find appealing. Air Force One features Harrison Ford as a president who must fight off hijackers aboard his own plane, delivering high-stakes thrills with a political twist. The Nice Guys pairs Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe as a mismatched detective duo navigating the chaos of 1970s Los Angeles, combining sharp humor with fast-paced action. For those who liked the White House setting, White House Down sees Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx teaming up to defend the nation's most iconic building from a siege. The Suicide Squad, starring both Idris Elba and John Cena, offers explosive action and irreverent comedy as a group of anti-heroes tackle a dangerous mission. Finally, Deep Cover brings a comedic spin to undercover operations in London's criminal underworld. Each of these films delivers dynamic character pairings, witty banter, and plenty of adrenaline, making them excellent choices for fans of action comedy adventures. Heads of State stands out as a lively summer blockbuster, blending action and comedy in a way that keeps audiences entertained from start to finish. The film's unlikely pairing of John Cena and Idris Elba as world leaders, forced to cooperate, adds a fresh twist to the buddy comedy formula, resulting in witty banter and memorable moments. With explosive set pieces, fast-paced car chases, and sharp dialogue, it never takes itself too seriously, embracing its over-the-top premise for maximum fun. The addition of Priyanka Chopra Jonas as a capable MI6 agent further elevates the chaos, ensuring the story remains engaging. While critics note its implausible plot and lack of depth, viewers have praised its entertainment value and crowd-pleasing energy. Ultimately, Heads of State delivers exactly what you'd expect from a summer popcorn movie. Plenty of laughs, thrilling action, and a wild ride that's perfect for a night in.
Welcome to Around Sylmar in L.A. at a Glance. I am your host, DJ Firehawk. We're going to be talking about different events around Sylmar and different events around L.A. at a glance. Welcome.
The L.A. New Year's Eve Moonlight Fireworks Cruise 2026 invites guests to ring in the new year with elegance and excitement. Hosted aboard the spacious entertainer yacht, the event takes place in Marina Del Rey, California, offering a stunning waterfront backdrop. The festivities begin on Wednesday, December 31st, 2025, with boarding starting at 9:15 p.m. and the cruise running from 9:30 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. on January 1st, 2026. Located at 13755 Fiji Way, the yacht provides an exclusive setting for this special occasion. As the evening unfolds, guests will be immersed in a vibrant atmosphere, perfectly positioned to welcome 2026 in style. Step aboard the Entertainer yacht and begin your evening with a welcoming glass of champagne or cider. Guests enjoy access to a 4-hour ultra-premium open bar, ensuring a festive atmosphere throughout the night. Complimentary heavy hors d'oeuvres are available for all, adding a touch of elegance to the experience. The 3-hour cruise offers breathtaking views of Marina del Rey Harbor, creating a scenic backdrop for the celebration. Entertainment is provided by two renowned DJs, DJ Fillmore and DJ John Smooth, spinning music across multiple decks. With two indoor areas to mingle and a sky deck showcasing spectacular skyline vistas, the cruise promises a vibrant and memorable New Year's Eve celebration. As midnight approaches, guests will gather on the Entertainer yacht for a lively New Year's Eve countdown, culminating in a dazzling fireworks display over Marina del Rey Harbor. To maintain the event's upscale atmosphere, attendees are required to wear semi-formal or cocktail attire. The celebration is exclusively for guests aged 21 and over, ensuring an adult-oriented experience. Paid parking is available at the venue for convenience. Tickets start at $174, and all sales are final, with no refunds or exchanges permitted. These details help ensure everyone is ready for an elegant and unforgettable night as they welcome the new year in style. Get your tickets today.
The 2025 Movie Screeners Club Championship takes place at the Gardena Cinema, a landmark theater with deep roots in the local community. This monthly short film festival provides a platform for filmmakers to showcase their work and engage directly with audiences. Attendees have the opportunity to watch a curated selection of short films, participate in Q&A sessions with the creators, and vote for their favorite entries. The event fosters a vibrant atmosphere where film enthusiasts and industry professionals can connect and share ideas. With its rich history and ongoing commitment to independent cinema, Gardena Cinema continues to be a gathering place for creative expression and community engagement. The festival offers a dynamic experience for film enthusiasts and creators alike. Attendees are treated to a carefully curated lineup of short films showcasing a diverse range of storytelling and cinematic styles. After each screening, filmmakers take the stage for engaging Q&A sessions, providing insight into their creative processes and the challenges of bringing their visions to life. Audience members are then invited to vote for their top 3 favorite films, adding an interactive element to the event. The evening concludes with a vibrant social mixer in the lobby, where guests can network, share ideas, and forge new collaborations within the filmmaking community. Filmmakers participating in the Movie Screeners Club at Gardena Cinema have a unique opportunity to showcase their work to a live audience. Each month, attendees vote for their favorite short films, and the top selections are recognized with the Audience Award. Winners of this award are invited to appear on the Movie Screeners Club podcast, where they discuss their creative process and filmmaking experiences in greater detail. Monthly winners also advance to the year-end championship, where they compete for the prestigious title of Short Film Champion of the Year. The champion receives a $500 prize, along with recognition and valuable exposure within the filmmaking community. This platform not only celebrates creative talent, but also fosters networking and collaboration among emerging filmmakers. The Pasadena, California New Year's Eve Bar Crawl offers a lively and memorable way to welcome 2026, scheduled for Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. The festivities begin at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Tickets are available through Eventbrite, with prices starting at just over $46. And participants must be 21 years or older to join the celebration. This event stands out for its vibrant atmosphere, as guests embark on an adventure through Pasadena's hottest bars and venues, each contributing its own unique energy to the night. With perks like a digital bar crawl map, live DJs, drink specials, and a champagne toast, attendees can expect an evening filled with excitement and camaraderie. The bar crawl promises an unforgettable experience, making it a top choice for those looking to ring in the new year with friends or loved ones. Attendees of the Pasadena New Year's Eve bar crawl can look forward to an exhilarating night filled with vibrant energy and unforgettable moments. The event features live DJs spinning upbeat tracks, setting the tone for a lively celebration as guests move from one venue to the next. Creative cocktails and drink specials are available throughout the evening, adding a festive flair to every stop. As midnight approaches, a champagne toast brings everyone together, marking the start of the new year in style. The camaraderie among hundreds of revelers creates a sense of unity and excitement, making each interaction memorable. With an electric atmosphere pulsing through the city's hottest bars, this bar crawl stands out as a truly unique way to ring in the new year.
Around Sylmar and LA at a Glance is a quick look at events and news around Sylmar at a Glance. I'm your host, DJ Firehawk. And this program is brought to you by the IMEI Radio Station.
Seu som. Tem áudio pra nós aí, Cofap.
Seja bem-vindo com o áudio dele. Oh, pela primeira vez, um áudio pra nós. Já tô
sentindo
saudade.
Ai, ele é maravilhoso, Cofap. O Zaki é maravilhoso.
Seja bem-vindo.
What's up, y'all? How you doing? I just wanted to thank you so much for checking out my song, listening to my song, and thank you so much for your support. I think that you are awesome. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome. Yes, you are. And I'm Isaac M. And yeah, you are awesome.
Cofap, aqui até um live snippet aí do Isaac M. Cofap. Yes. A música You Are Awesome.
A energia
awesome.
Dele é muito boa pra nós. Muito, muito, muito alegre. Gostei.
The co-host here saying that your energy is amazing.
Valeu.
Olha o que acontece. Então vamos contar a história. Vamos contar a história dele aqui na nossa programação maravilhosa. Vamos contar isso aqui, já que, né? Já que ele tá no top 5 da nossa programação. Então o que acontece?
Tá
ele
topo.
Tem o nome completo, né? De Isaac Merlton, né? Que é um cantor, autor e ator que vem encantando públicos em todo o mundo por
com
mais
certeza.
De 20 anos.
Só a simpatia dele é muito boa. Só o áudio que ele mandou é maravilhoso.
E a música dele, que eu falei, é marcada pela profundidade emocional e temas universais, né? É reconhecida aí pela sua capacidade de conectar-se com ouvintes de diferentes origens. E claro, estilos, grandes estilos misturando aí pop, rock, soul, enfim, né?
É isso aí.
Após um breve hiato aí de rumores de aposentadoria, ele retornou com dois álbuns aclamados, refletindo aí o seu crescimento e versatilidade.
É isso aí, só tem música bom dele aqui, olha.
Além,
só.
Claro, né, que eu falei da carreira musical, Isaac M, né, também atua aí e faz podcast.
Nossa, muito bom aqui, hein? Muito,
é ator, claro, né?
É muito alegre, né? Nossa, senti firmeza.
Então ele explora narrativas diversas, né? E compartilha reflexões pessoais, engajando e inspirando seus fãs de maneira bem nova e significativa.
Isso aí.
Então, no mais recente trabalho, que é Time Just Flowed Away, né?
Tá
disponível e reforça aí o compromisso contínuo com a criatividade.
Isso aí, tá em toda a plataforma, né?
Tá sim, Cofap.
Tá, isso aí.
Bora de Isaac M com Time Just Flowed Away.
Bora, Isaac, seja bem-vindo. Seja bem-vindo, Alê. Seja bem-vindo, Lala. Bora lá, então.